Gee, Bob, why do your lights dim and the left turn signal come on when I turn on your car stereo?
Well, they said to splice the green wire into the red wire.
Get your car stereo system hooked up right. Let the installation professionals from Sound World Service Department install your car stereo. Not only will your system sound better, but we'll test each part of it before we install it. Get the installation job with a Sound World guarantee.
Sound World. Getting you hooked up with the best for less.
How would you describe your car stereo purchase at Electronics Warehouse?
I made my purchase with confidence. It was really easy. I just drove up to the front door and the salesman looked at my car. He knew just what would fit my car and my pocketbook.
The straight shooter salesman at Electronics Warehouse make the difference?
Yes. He was friendly and helpful and explained everything so I could understand it. They do their own installation. The $100 low price guarantee means it has to be the lowest price.
See the car stereo experts at Electronics Warehouse. They back all car stereo systems for 1 year parts and labor, over and above the manufacturer's warranty in many cases. Electronics Warehouse is this area's only authorized Sony car stereo dealer. Electronics Warehouse gives you free speakers with the purchase of any Sony car component, like the Sony XR25, an AM/FM stereo cassette player with equalizer.
I always heard Sony was the best. With Sony, my car sounds better than my house.
Electronics Warehouse. The Straight Shooter.
Electronics Warehouse in Rochester at Northbrook Shopping Center and in Clear Lake, Iowa on Highway 18.
It's 4 o'clock. You're listening to KWWK FM in Rochester. Under sunny skies, it's 40 degrees for the Rochester vicinity forecast. That's what they're calling for this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high of 40 degrees for tonight and Monday. Partly cloudy. Low tonight, 32, and a high on Monday of 53. Winds will be southeast 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon and 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. Again, under sunny skies this Easter day, it's 40 degrees.
KWWK, 96.7, Rochester.
K-W-W-K.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Russ Cameron with the news. A 34-year-old Motley, Minnesota man is in custody today following a three-hour standoff with Morris County authorities. Morris County Sheriff Jerry Sosalski said Milo Schauer will be charged with aggravated assault, a felony charge. Four members of a Carver County family were found dead of shotgun wounds last night in their home south of Bongards. Sheriff William Shiloh says the shooting apparently was a suicide and triple homicide. The names of the dead are being withheld until relatives have been notified. A 26-year-old rural Clearwater woman has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of her 12-year-old stepson. Luann New appeared in court in St. Cloud yesterday in connection with the death of Thomas New Jr., and her bail was set at $100,000. And a Dynaman convicted of extortion in the kidnapping of a banker's wife 8 years ago has been indicted on firearms charges. 43-year-old James W. Johnson was indicted by a federal grand jury in Minneapolis Friday on counts alleging that he illegally received semi-automatic weapons from out of state and that he illegally possessed a firearm as a convicted felon. We'll be back with Mutual News right after this.
He has been called many things. Crusader, muckraker, the nation's number one investigative reporter, but Pulitzer Prize winner Jack Anderson has never been called dull.
Now, this isn't the first time the Air Force has airlifted arms there. A month ago, a cargo of helicopters was flown in.
Listen to the Jack Anderson Report Monday and Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, right here on KWWK. The Jack Anderson Report is brought to you by your American Family Insurance agents Brad Olson and Kurt Sorensen in the Crossroads Shopping Center.
This is Jack Anderson from Mutual Radio in Washington.
Mutual News. A gunman in an Israeli army uniform opened fire on a crowd in a mosque in Jerusalem today, killing two people and injuring more than two dozen. The shooting touched off Arab demonstrations in East Jerusalem. Israeli police say the gunman is an Israeli American. You're listening to Mutual News.
Let's take you out to the Graham Arena with Brent Bradford at 7 past the hour 4.
Thank you very much, Mike. We are at Graham Arena for Autorama 8 in progress. The final hours of Autorama, but still lots happening. As a matter of fact, the judging for the contest to find out who wins in each respective class happens what time tonight, Lorna? 7 o'clock?
I think it's 8. But if you come now, between now and 8...
What time is the final judging tonight? Trophy presentations is at 7 of the judging for the contest. Yeah. We're talking on the radio. And We've got lots left out here. We gave away our water bid this afternoon. The winner was, Lorna, the winner was?
Jim Groton from Pine Island. And Alice Brady won the tape player, which is compliments of Electronics Warehouse.
Alrighty, and in case you've been out here, your waterbed was full of Pepsi cans, and there was exactly 599 cans in the bed.
That's right.
You're so profound in your statements. And we are giving away all the Pepsi cans. The Pepsi cans also double as piggy banks. In a way, they've got a nice little slot in the top to drop your little coingies in. And, you can use a can opener to get the coingies out. And come on out, grab yourself a piggy bank or two. We've got a few... I don't know much about flowers, Lorna. Take over.
Okay, we have a few mums and a few azaleas that we will save at least one for that first person to come in the door and say that they heard it on KWWK.
They get their choice.
And you will get your choice of an azalea or a mum.
Alrighty, that's Autorama 8. We are in the Graham Arena, Rochester.
KWWK.